Let's discuss today a few Ha'aros al Seder HaTefillah from the Sefer HaLichos Shlomo, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So I know, of course, that a person is supposed to try to come to shul as early as possible, on time, even early. But sometimes it can happen that a person does get there a little bit late, and then we know that there's a whole system. A person would skip certain parts of Psukei Dezimra in order to be able to daven with the Tzibur. What about Birchos HaShachar? Is it kedai to say Birchos HaShachar, and then you'll have to skip more Psukei Dezimra, or maybe just go right into Psukei Dezimra and perhaps make up Birchos HaShachar later? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, say Birchos HaShachar at the beginning. Start with Birchos HaShachar, and then you'll move on to Psukei Dezimra. In that case, if a person is late, so he would skip Korbanos, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, and then after davening, he should still say at least the Parshas HaTamid. Now it can happen the other way as well. A person can be ahead. Sometimes people come early in order to be able to say a longer Psukei Dezimra. What if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra and they get to Shema in Karbanos? So we know that in Siman Samech Hei, in the Shulchan Aruch, there is a din that when a tzibur gets to Shema, so even a person who's not davening should say the first pasuk of Shema together with the tzibur. Even if a person is in a different place in davening, he should at least cover his eyes, make it look like he's saying Shema. It shouldn't seem like the whole tzibur is being mekabel al malchus shemayim, and one particular individual is not. So Shlomo Zalman writes, that's only when it comes to Kriya Shema proper. When it comes to Shema in Karbanos, or Shema, let's say, in Musaf of in Kedusha of Musaf, so that does not have the same status as of Kabbalah al malchus shemayim of the tzibur, and this din does not apply. When it comes to Kaddish, answering to Kaddish, if a person is in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, so there is a distinction between the different parts of the Kaddish. The main part of the Kaddish is what we know as the Chatzi Kaddish, even if it's part of a longer Kaddish. But that part of the Kaddish has a more significant status than the rest. So a person would answer to the first Amen. He would then answer to Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and he would answer to the Amen at the conclusion of what's the section of Kaddish known as Chatzi Kaddish. That's it. He wouldn't answer to other parts of Kaddish. This distinction between the different parts of Kaddish has other reflections in Halacha as well. So, for example, we know that there is a din that a person is not allowed to walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. That a person cannot be over Lifnei Mispalim. However, now this din applies as well to somebody who's saying Kaddish. If a person is saying Kaddish, one is not permitted to walk right in front of him. This din, however, only applies to the Chatzi Kaddish, or to that section of a longer Kaddish. So once the Chazan, or a person who's saying Kaddish, passes that part of the Kaddish, that is what we know and love as the Chatzi Kaddish, so this din of Asur Lavar, Kineged HaMispalin, no longer applies. An interesting Ha'ara, Shlomo Zalman writes as follows. Let's say that the Chazan gets to Baruchu and a person has not yet said Yishtabach. He's in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. So a person would answer to Baruchu. However, Shlomo Zalman writes, a person should be mechaven explicitly that he is not answering to Baruchu as a way of starting the bracha of Yotzer Or, to start Birchos Kriyashma. Because if he would do so, that would create a problem. He's in the middle of one set of brachos, Baruch Sheomer and Yishtabach, and now he interrupts it right in the to go start a new set of brachos, so that would be improper. And not only that, but Shlomo Zalman says you wouldn't even be allowed to say Yishtabach after that. So a person should explicitly have in mind, consciously have in mind, that he is not starting Birchas Yotzer, and then he would answer to Baruchu, and he would still be able to say Yishtabach. In terms of answering to a few other things, so if a person is in Psukei Dezimra, and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, so he would answer to the Psukim of Kadosh, Baruch, as well as Yimloch. Even the Mishnah Berurah says you don't say Yimloch if you're in the middle of Birchus Krishma. So he says, Psukim de Zimra, yes, you would say Yimloch. A person would answer as well to, he would say Amen to Birchus Kohanim. However, that's of course assuming he hears the actual Kohanim. Once in a while you could have a situation where you hear the Chazan, but the say it's only one Kohen and he's doing it very softly, and you don't hear the Kohen, so then in that case, you would not say Amen in the middle of Psukei Dezimra.